everybody to Oh No 2.0. We hope you've been good since, you know, the last time we saw you. But this is episode 550 2.0. Oh No 2.0, as a matter of fact.
On this show,
I like to switch things up completely from what we talked about on the last show. And in this one, I'm going to warn you, this segment, this part of this week's show is going to be a little slug and snail heavy.
Ooh. Okay.
Snail trails?
Not going that way with it. Before we get into any of it, I need to
We going to talk about abortions?
No.
Oh, and what was my star rating for the last section?
Okay.
Can I get a midway report?
Midway report. You're at 3.25 and Ty is at
Seems astronomically low. Ty, I felt like I was given it.
Ty is at 2.75.
I thought I was like a 4.2 at least.
Yeah, I thought I at least capped a 4. Well, I was running pretty good.
Sorry, that's not the case. And maybe you can make up for it, you know.
Ty, I feel like
it's a weekly rating, so it includes both shows. So you do have the chance to really step it up this second segment, the second portion of the weekly shows. And
I feel like this is going to be a bad rating for Owen on this show.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you what I've got on my paperwork right here. Okay. So that's that. First off, what are both your feelings? Snails, slugs, do you like either? And if you had to choose one, which would you choose?
Snails.
You're a snailman?
I'm a snaily guy. He's I like snail-y. The shells.
Yeah, the shells are cool. They do.
That's really the agreeing point, right? That brings it all together.
Do you want shells or don't you want shells?
Mm-hmm.
Slugs and I are do cool, want shells.
But give me that snail.
So this is a weird week for me as I'm, you know, working very hard at the factory. And I stumbled upon two snail and slug stories that I felt the need to talk about with you guys. Now,
I have experience at your factory with some slug and snail. Check my Insta, dog.
All I'm going to tell you is that, I found two snail and slug stories that both shocked and awed me. Okay. I'm going to ask, I'll ask you this. If you were to eat one of them raw, which one would you eat?
Ooh.
Are you slugging or are you snailing?
I think snail is still the right choice in this this outfit.
Okay.
Slugs are much slimy, greasier. Mm-hmm. Like they're more mucousy than the snail.
It's the Stranger Things snot thingy, right? Like in
the snot thingy.
Snot thingy where he coughs up that's more sluggish, right? Like they both have, like, I guess because you're not going to eat the shell, you're still ripping out the mollusk from the shell to eat it.
Slurp it right out.
Right. Now, I'll go ahead.
Aren't some slugs just mature snails?
That I don't, honestly, don't know the answer, but I think they're a different, I think they're a different thing.
I'm pretty sure.
So this led to a little weird wormhole when I read this first story here about a young Australian man who, his name was Sam Ballard.
Sam Ballard.
He is Australian kid. He was 19 years old. He was a star rugby player. So,
did he come to America?
He was drinking with his pals back in 2010. And according to, I think, one of his friends, it said we were sitting over here having a bit of red wine appreciation night. I like that. Trying to act.
It was a red wine boys night?
Something like that, right?
That's kind of funky.
Kind of weird. Do whatever, man. Trying to act as grown ups, and a slug came crawling across here. So this is what recalled Ballard's pal Jimmy Galvin of the 2010 incidents. The conversation came up, you know, should I eat it? And off Sam went. Bang. That's how it happened. So the Sydney teen didn't get sick immediately, but complained of leg pain pretty soon after. Doctors ruled out multiple sclerosis, a debilitating, you know, disease that his father suffers from. He told his mom, Katie Ballard, that he ate the worm, but she brushed off his concern. So there was a worm on the slug.
The snail? Oh, the slug.
This was a slug. No one gets sick from that, she told him. How does she know? I don't know. Doctors found out he actually contracted rat lungworm, a disease found in rodents that can also infect snails and slugs through larvae in their feces. The disease, which affects the brain and spinal cord, left Ballard with enzonophilic meningocephalitis. Probably fucking that up, but you get the point. The teen spent 420 days in a coma and woke up with brain damage, rendering unable to move his limbs. I never said this story was going to be positive. Over the past decade, he regained some use of his arms and legs, but required assistance to eat and use the bathroom. Ballard died November 2nd at age 29.
This is metal.
From eating a fucking slug?
On a dare from his friends. They were drinking on a boys' red wine night. A slug
was there.
How many
of your friends, like, kill themselves when you die?
This is...
Because they were like, yo! Because
they egged him on.
Beef dog, mate, eat that slug!
Oh, do it, mate. And a lot of that. And then he's like,
Eat that slug.
And then he does it. He's the hero. But so I guess the problem really wasn't the slug. It was the worm. And
slug
like,
ate some rat shit.
I think the worm that was attached to the slug eventually like rotted out his brain and all of his functions,
encephalitis was also my internet password for a long time.
So I was reading about this story, and yeah, it's tragic, it's horrible, and then some
you're the dumbass who ate some slug,
right? But you're 19, dumb shit happens. Like,
hey, you know what I did at 19? I ate a hamburger off the floor.
Right. But like,
I ate a french fry that had been in my buddy's trunk for probably a year
for the right amount of money. I guarantee you I could have paid Mikey B drunk to eat a slug.
The next slug that came through. Well, not anymore.
Yeah,
right. Put the fear in him now.
I'm saying back then.
I'm not eating no slugs. Not anymore. Okay. They could have worms.
That was back then. And this is, yes, it's a pretty tragic story. Dumb, of course, by the person that did it. Don't eat slugs. But
within a couple hours, like, I can't feel my leg.
No, I think, like, maybe a couple weeks, I think it said, and then it just got worse and worse and worse and worse, right?
I thought it was, like, within a couple hours, like, no, man, my leg's getting a little numb.
It took a while.
We should probably go see a doctor. And then, the very next day, he's paralyzed.
So he was in a coma for 408, so over a year, like a year and a half, the dude was in a coma. Then he wakes up and he's all fucked up, and then he spends the next like pretty much 8 years of his life paralyzed in a wheelchair, like
getting better. Sure, this is from the slug worm slug.
That's no.
Did he shoot like bad heroin right before he ate this slug?
I don't think it was. I think this was slug related. This is definitely there's a whole this is all slugs, the slug's fault. Well, it's not really, it's the worm, but the worm attached
the slug ate the rat shit, so it's still the rat slug's fault.
No, I had the worm that shit the worm to the slug, and the slug got ate by the boy, and the boy got paralyzed.
Yeah, exactly.
And that boy was Kevin Bacon.
And it's also, that is a metal song right there. It's so good. I can hear it. So
I got paralyzed by a worm.
I don't mean to make
that's
fun.
The worst part.
But then it, like, okay, people were talking about if they would have just cooked the slug, it would have been fine. They're like, in a survival situation, you can eat a slug as long as you like cook it. You can cook the parasites out of it. Like you'd be a lot better off.
You gotta catch like 50 slugs to get a meal.
You don't know though. I mean, I've seen Naked and Afraid. By the way, we've got another Naked and Afraid update coming at you later on in this segment. You're gonna love this. You're gonna love this one. You're gonna love this one.
I still say, like, you ate this slug, you died, man, the mightiest thing on the planet,
died.
The highest thing on the food chain, got killed by probably a fairly microscopic worm.
So this is even crazier, because this story was then posted. They're like, whoa, have you heard about this one? And it simply, the headline reads, woman discovers her boyfriend has been sneaking slugs and snails into her food, making her sick. So
what?
We got a 22-year-old woman who discovered her 24-year-old boyfriend. He was acting a little strange for like the past few months. They'd been together for 4 years. She knows his regular behaviors, patterns, pretty good sense that something was off, and she knew something was off. She noticed he had started putting fruit out on, like, the floor of their outside garden, right? He starts putting fruit out. She's like, whatever. She's like, but they have a family of mice living in the shed, so she thought it maybe he was trying to feed them, which is kind of sweet, but that was not what was happening. Quote here, he started being really nice to be around 2 weeks ago and was making me good food, baking me cakes and stuff. So this guy like never cooks, but all of a sudden she's like, oh, cool, you know, bake me a cake. That's nice of you.
He's turning around.
She's like, I did notice sometimes I felt sick and dizzy after eating, and I just put it down to lack of sleep, hormones or whatever, she wrote. But it was not one of those things. So her boyfriend's friend came into the cafe where she worked at. Said he needed to talk to her. Quote, he told me that my partner had been collecting slugs from the garden on the fruit he had been putting out there and putting them in my food, blending them up. He even sent his friend pictures of a bag of slugs he had collected and the picture of the blended slugs.
What? This dude is serious. He's trying to get rid of his girlfriend.
So she confronted her boyfriend about it, and he accused her of snooping through his messages, which he said she didn't do, and he tried to write it off as a joke. Of course, that's probably not a good joke.
Good job, dude. Good job.
So this is like all in a thread. She's posting this stuff. Everybody's like, yeah,
it's,
you need to
joke.
You need to like leave this guy like now, report him, and like probably go see a doctor.
Like, so, does he still like you?
So
he's feeding you slugs.
I guess that's
wait.
What we
are
did.
You still sucking his dick? Like, no. Like, after you find out that like he's been feeding you slugs,
probably.
So she goes on to say that she had ulcers, for which she was hospitalized for 2 months ago, so she was kept at the doctor for monitoring. She thought her ulcer was originally brought on by stress, but now she's realizing it could be due to poisoning. She has underlying health problems, blah, 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 blah. Heart is fine. Unexplained fever. While sick at the doctor, she contacted the police and filed a report. Her ex wouldn't say anything to the police or to her, but for some reason, he agreed to talk to his friend. Eventually, it comes out that he confessed to doing random experiments on me. Tests starting a few months after we moved in together, she writes.
What?
He started with spitting on her toast. That was the first thing he started doing.
That seems innocent enough, I guess.
A week later, he replaced her medication with salt by emptying the tablets and replacing them.
What?
He said he thought it would be funny for the person she trusted with her important medication to start replacing it and poisoning her. He is her apparently like
hilarious.
This is important. One of the most terrifying parts of all this is that he is her medication holder since she has had a history in the past of attempting suicide. So she's obviously on antidepressants and stuff, and he probably took those antidepressants and fucking dumped them out and filled them with salt. It became clearer and clearer how twisted her boyfriend was. She's a vegetarian, has trouble digesting meat, and he started swapping, of course, all her veggie sausages out for real meat, replaced her fake chicken nuggies with real ones. He also admitted to rubbing her toothbrush on the toilet, but he said he washed it, thinking that that thing went too far.
he put it back.
Yeah.
So then there's a kicker.
A kicker.
So this is one of those
Hold on. There's a kicker.
There's a kicker.
Oh,
we're going to get a little spicier.
One of my pet giant African land snails went missing in summer. First off, you've got
pet snails.
Giant African land snail. That's first off a little weird. But
no, you not only have one.
One of.
You have several.
One of. She assumed it escaped as I had left the lid open on their box, but he said that it died, so he scraped it out and put it in my curry.
That's what he said.
This is like him confessing to the friend who's going to basically tell the police. Like, he wouldn't talk to the police.
Won't talk to her. Let me tell my homie.
So she remembers.
You surely won't rat me out.
Snail curry?
She says she remembers that day because he laughed whenever she went to take a bite. She got paranoid and kind of stormed off. But he brought the curry back to her and told her he was laughing because he'd accidentally added too much chili powder. Now, she thinks back, of course, I think he must have put chili in it to cover the fact he put my snail in there.
That's probably a lot of snail, though.
For a giant African land snail, it's probably
a lot of snail meat.
Yeah.
I bet it's not as big as we think, but it's still bigger. Yeah, so big enough.
She did get pretty damn sick, but he just claims that he felt compelled to do it. But still compelled. Loves her. Yeah, he felt compelled.
Yeah, because he's a fucking sociopath.
Probably. Yeah.
That's a rough deal.
Those are the people that I think we should be allowed to, like, just take behind a building somewhere and just, like, either beat them up or maybe at the worst end, like, just execute them.
Just... Don't eat slugs either. I don't want.
Apparently, it's very. It never goes.
Seems
well.
Seems like a bad idea.
It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea.
Unless you get those like bread for eating snails. I think it's just don't.
Well, the French eat them, right? Like there's escargot. There's all.
Yeah, but
that.
I think those snails are like bread to be ate.
I would eat it. I would try it if it was cooked right and if I trusted the thing. I don't know.
I'd have to see you deworm it.
Yeah. I had an incident the other day at the factory again. And so where my control booth is, it's in the middle of a theme park restaurant. Talked about this in the past. And I have to basically fight my way through the hordes of the animals to get to where I have to get to work. Now, once I'm up there, it's actually a nice, clean work environment. But to get through it is like getting through the seven layers of hell. I mean, like, it is a fight every single day. Every time you have to go to the bathroom or have a smoke, like, it's a problem. Like, it's a problem. And they're the worst this time of year because it's hot out, man. We've got theme park animals out there. You don't understand how bad they can be. So I'm going to tell you about what I witnessed with my own eyes from someone I can only – this guy was not from any foreign country. This guy looked about as from the Midwest as you can look from the Midwest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So
– a land cow.
Pretty close. Walk in there, and he's got his refillable cup ready to hit the vending machines. We've got one of them Coca-Cola freestyles, right? And you can either buy one cup for one-time use, or you can buy the cup that's for your day that's like 20-something bucks, and it's like ultimate refills throughout your day. And this guy had clearly already bought that cup, and he was waiting in line to get
his... You can already see the cup has like wear on it. He's hit literally every station since he's had it.
Yeah. That's his plan today, is to drink as much off the freestyle machine. He doesn't care about much else like that.
Yeah, hold on. And just to be fair, folks, I want to tell all this to everyone in listening land. You can't drink enough soda. You can't drink $20 worth of soda. Not in one day, not in a week.
Not
you
with,
can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you get the souvenir cup to take home, Mike. So
that's 25 cents.
Exactly. There's that too. So anyway, he's standing there in line, and he's getting a little impatient as the line is, you know, probably seven people deep. We're not talking like an immense amount of time here. He's going to have to wait 2 minutes tops, right? And in the bottom of all these machines, they have where the ice falls and where it has a drain and all that type of stuff for overflow or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But this guy dump out like 75% of his drink?
No. It's even better than that. So he's there and he has about a fourth of his drink in his cup. And he knows he wants to get rid of this to, you know, this warm, gross soda to refresh
start
his
fresh,
soda.
Baby.
Gotta start. Yep. And I don't blame him fresh. On it. Don't blame him on doing that. But what he does inside of a restaurant is literally take the cap off his fucking soda, his cup, his souvenir cup, and just pour it out onto the floor next to him. whilst waiting in line for the freestyle machine.
No.
I looked at him as I was passing and just said, "Really?" No words, and I moved on with my day because I didn't have a name tag on, but I still don't want to have any sort of interaction with that guest. But are the type of animals that are out there, folks.
It's fun to see animals in the wild sometimes like that, but it's still fucking astonishing. Like, holy shit.
If it was outside, it would have still been kind of rude. Like, you're in one of those long lines and it's an outdoor one. Yeah, walk to a trash can, find a bush. Find a fucking bush to dump it in some greenery or something. Not where everyone is going to be.
Straight on the floor.
Find a drain. Yeah. They're everywhere. Do whatever. Don't just right on the floor in the middle of a restaurant.
Was it? It was all
carpet or all tile? Hard,
yeah, that's what
tile.
I'm thinking. But I
tile.
Feel like they're all tile.
They're all tile. Yeah. I mean, it's like a linoleum, but still. Yeah, it's a fucking asshole move. Like, now they gotta get the mops out, now they gotta get the fucking sign that's always in my way, and, like, I've kicked that sign over plenty of times.
That's kind of what I think happened the other day. I was gonna go get a Slurpee, because, I mean, I don't get them as often as I used to, but, you know, maybe once a month, I'll go treat myself to, like, a medium-sized Slurpee, which is still pretty big, as far as all things go. But when I went, like, our Slurpee machine has 6 nozzles, and I usually know that 1, maybe 2 are out or just off. I always assume that out of the 6, 1 to 2 are off. Well, I go and I can see it walking up that like something's wrong and there's like a mound of Slurpee. So like 4 of them are already light blinking. Just boop, 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 boop. Just already going. I'm like, that's not good. And I see the mound.
But you have your heart dead set on this Slurpee. Like it's it.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but once I kind of walked up and saw that like the Mountain Dew Slurpee had literally just been like, I don't know. It looked like it had just been emptied like right there. It was still kind of like a decent pile of slush.
Someone just left it on to run. Like
yeah, yeah, I can only assume so because it was just either that or they filled up a cup and realized like they didn't want it.
And they just dumped it out.
Plopped it all back in there. But I was like, okay, well, the light's not on, so maybe I'm good. No. I got like a quarter of the Slurpee in there. And it's like, and I'm like, the only other flavor is like peach iced tea Slurpee.
Fuck that.
That sounds awesome.
No, give me that. I don't want that.
I want that all day.
No.
I had already been so disappointed. Like my idea of having a Slurpee. Hold on.
You were going for Mountain Dew Slurpee? Like regular Mountain Dew flavor?
We have a cherry and a Mountain Dew at my 7-Eleven, and I usually
to do both.
I usually mix the two to make like my own code red Mountain Dew Slurpee. And since they were both out,
I'm not gonna lie, that tea flavor sounds fucking fire to me.
I don't know your ice. You like your iced teas. I don't think any of us like.
I drink tea all day.
I'm not an iced tea guy. I like my hot tea in the morning, but I don't like I'm not an iced tea guy.
I'm not a green sweet tea guy either.
Arizona green tea is about the closest I'll get.
Well, Ty, you would die if you were a sweet tea guy. I mean, there's that. Yeah. You can't do that.
That's why Ty couldn't live in the real South. He can live in Florida because we serve water.
You know what's really bothering me when I sit out in my yard right now? It's annoying in the daytime.
Still no fence. Where's that fence at?
Well, maybe even if I had a fence, I would still see this. But someone across the way has left a rake on the roof. And it bothers me. What were they doing up there? What were they doing with this rake on the roof? It's been there for weeks. What are they raking on the roof? What are they like? Is that they were just, I don't know.
Some branches, some leaves. Just
got to rake. But you left the rake up there. Surely leaving the rake up there is worse for the house and for the visual than if you did nothing. This is what bothers me, Ty.
I feel like it is one of those things, the man or woman who did that, they have no idea they left the rake up there. They'll find it like 5 years later and be like, oh, fuck, what?
Yeah. Mikey left too early again. He really wants to get this in, I guess, but that's fine. I
will say,
I do want to get it in, check it out.
Yep. Here he is, the one and only. It's been a while.
I know you guys didn't want it last week, but you want it this week?
Kind of, no, but you're here anyway, so that's.
Well, you keep telling me to show up for the show, and then you keep putting this off.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I need to make it.
You keep scheduling me and paying me my $300, which I appreciate.
I'm trying to get your fucking theme song.
Ty, you making $300?
Just a little more, but I won't tell you.
It's time for the news with Johnny Moonbags.
And now, the Moonbag News.
Thank you, and welcome to Moonbag News. It was the most unwelcome segment on the show.
Yep. What do we got?
The first unwelcome segment of the night.
What do we welcome got, to News One.
News One.
Here News One. Boop, beep, 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 boop, boop, doo, doo. And now, News One.
We thought you forgot how to do it.
I did. You're right.
The news that foresees all other news is.
Fuck. Yes.
Well, News One, you know, I mean, it's a nice afternoon. It's the 31st of May. It's a nice sunny day.
Oh, okay.
And you're out. You know, you're in Largo, Florida. Okay. You're having fun. You're playing disc golf. You're frizzing the bee. You're out there furling discs. And your disc goes awry. And it goes over near the lake. And you're like, oh, well, hold on, guys. Let me go get my disc. It's over in the lake. But when you get to the lake, you find a man with only one arm dead in the lake.
That's scary.
Really ruins your
disc
golfing, huh?
I think it could probably sped that up a little bit there. Disc golf guy was disc golfing.
I liked it.
It was hot in May in Florida, and he found a dead guy with one arm.
He found a dead body, and that body was, you know, 37-year-old Sean McGinnis.
Oh dear,
They don't know if he had a medical issue or if he drowned. Or if you just got attacked by some alligators.
That's what I was thinking. But I went to alligators right away.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But they don't know if he died previously and then just got.
That's his what limbs I think. He died and then they put him next. Someone killed him, put him next to the lake, hoping the alligators would eat him. And all the alligators were like, nah, that shit's dead. We want live meat. That tastes better. We don't want your dead meat. And then they were just like, they took a bite of the arm. They took the arm and they're like,
You know, they did capture two gators that were nearby.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, checked them out.
They killed them and cut them open probably to see if there was any.
And didn't find
full arm.
They didn't find no body parts in
nothing.
Their bellies.
Well, there's only would have they only would have found an arm. So I think case
they
unclosed. Fucking, this is a, we need to be, all right, put a little star next to this one, Johnny. See if you ever find out more about this. Let's do some more.
We'll ever figure out what happened.
Yeah, let's figure out what happens with the case.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes we need to bear some responsibilities for what we've done as humans.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into that in News 2.
And now the second news. The news that precedes any other news is after the first news. News 2.
That's more like it. Give the man his respect.
Yeah, put some respect on my name.
Yeah, we got Johnny Moonbags here. No one really wanted him, but
award-winning newscaster.
They ain't more than nothing. No, you're a liar, and we know it.
I've got awards. I got so many, I can't bring them all here.
Your son, you have your son's participation trophies in your. That's in your house. Those do not count as awards.
They're in my house. They're my trophies.
Fair enough. I guess so. You do technically own them. What's news two? What's news two?
You know, Daytona Beach is known for a lot of things, like
big
truck parties.
Bad things.
And biker parties.
Yep.
But, you know, they're not really known for bear parties. You know what I mean?
Oh, Like, are we talking about like the homosexual gay bears that you know, are the big hairy men that they having those down there?
I mean, or just a weird like techno with black bears hanging out?
Yeah, what do we got? We got bears in Daytona.
In Daytona Beach, they've been seeing these three little baby bears.
Oh, that's cute.
And then they've been seeing a larger mama bear running around.
That's what bears do. That's what they're
trying to keep up.
That sounds about right for bear activity. That sounds about right.
Well, what is, do you want bears running around your neighborhood, that one?
I don't.
No offense.
But you know.
Maybe.
I feel like all the bikers and all the stuff going on down in Daytona, someone probably provoked these bears, probably left too much trash out, and they got the bears running the streets. And honestly, it fits for Daytona because quite
bears
frankly,
bears running the streets.
Yeah. I feel like that would be more like law than is typically going down. And at least it would keep all those, you know, deviants in line if we had some just. In fact, all the cities that are having issues, Chicago
and,
with your gunshots,
some bears.
You know what? And just throw some bears in the mix. I tell you how quick people get in their houses and shut the fuck up. Yep. You know, stop shooting each other. If there's bears roaming around, you know, like throw some bears. That's my, if I was elected president, I would just put more bears in more cities and have them take care of business. You know, I feel
more like bears in urban centers to lower the crime populations.
Exactly. That's a good. Okay, so that's.
Your ideas, though. And they said in Daytona Beach, watch out for some bears.
That's what they said, right? They were like, there's
they
a
just
bears.
Told the residents, they said, hey, watch out for bears.
And I bet you there was less crime that night. They put that statement out, right? There was less crime because people were like, yo, we can't be going out there and showing our titties off on Daytona Beach. We need to probably stay inside because there's bears roaming around these parts.
Yeah,
we can flash our titties out the window at least, but yeah.
And then it turns into in New Orleans, you're flashing titties for bears.
See, now people say like all these things are fear-mongering techniques, you know, by the government. All these conspiracy theorists say COVID was one of those things. What if this is the next step? This is the next trial for, because COVID did not work on Daytona Beach, right? They were like, nah, bro, we're staying in. We don't want.
We're doing biker fest.
Fuck you. So now, like, they're like, okay, so for these people, we actually have to be a little more literal and make the. We have to put bears. We just have to, like, do bears instead.
We have to populate our cities with bears.
Yeah. And for all the shitty poor towns, they just put bears in there and
crime goes down.
It's
bear goes
social
up,
social experiment.
Crime goes down.
Yeah, bears go up, crime goes down. That's what I say.
I like that.
I think I should call the show that. Bears go up, crime goes down. Yep.
Well, there's someone else trying to get down on something. And we'll hear about that in News 3.
Oh, is that News 3? Hang on, let me get your music there.
And now, the menage a trois of news. It's not the first or second, but the third. The third wheel of news, if there is such a thing. News 3.
News 3. Here it is.
Well, thank you, and welcome to News 3. News 3 comes to us from Hialeah, Florida.
Oh, yeah. It's down near the south, the Miami area,
that's
right?
It's in Miami-ish area.
Sure.
Well, you know, there's some shady stuff going down in Miami.
Ooh.
And Ernesto Cruz Gaveron, 54, of Hialeah, have been charged with healthcare fraud. He was scamming like $4.2 million of healthcare.
It's a lot of money.
You know, they charged all that healthcare money and he scraped a little off.
How was he doing it?
He's just running fraud schemes. But now,
okay.
Mr. Ernesto is now a flight risk. You want to know why?
What's he done?
They caught him trying to flee the country on the jet ski.
Oh, where was he trying to get to?
He was going to leave the country on the jet ski.
Was he going to Cuba?
I believe so.
I mean, that's the only place you could theoretically get to on a jet ski, right?
Yeah.
Like 90 from Miami? You think you could go 90 miles on a jet ski?
You gotta have a couple gas tanks.
Yeah, you gotta have some. Yeah, you gotta have some extra gas, and that's gonna take a while too. 90 miles on a jet ski. I hope he did the math on that.
I don't know, man.
Now he probably called up one of his buddies that has like a fishing ship out there, and he's like, "Meet me at these coordinates." And so he just
Come out.
Yeah. He went out and he was gonna meet him in the middle, and then he could like he would probably put the jet ski on his fishing boat, and then they would make their way back, and. I like daring escapes like that.
He was trying to get away.
I like a good daring escape. It was probably ill thought out. I don't know that a jet ski could.
I like the idea better that he was just going to go straight to Cuba with
just
with
one
no
tank.
Interruption.
Yeah, didn't even think about it. He's like, I'll be fine. I can get there.
Yeah.
Isn't it all possible, even with the right prep, to make it on a jet ski from, say Miami to, or no, because the closest point would be down in Key West, right? It's 90 miles to Cuba down in Key West. So he's adding a lot of extra miles on that 90 miles to Cuba thing, So is it even possible with the shortest point with Key West to get to Cuba on a jet ski?
Like on one tank of gas, I don't
know. Well, not on one tank.
No
you'd
way.
Have to do the prop. You'd have to Possible? Be towing like
you
a bar, maybe tow a little barge full of gas and stuff. Like maybe like
you say a little barge, it wouldn't be that bad. You would need like,
yeah, but the waves would knock all that shit off. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not the right vessel. Like, it feels like you'd.
I feel like for everything of gas you would have to load on there, you would also decrease your own gas mileage.
Yeah, you're compromising you're absolutely right.
And speed.
Yeah. So not a good. You can't. I don't think it can be done. I do not think that you can get from America to Cuba on a jet ski.
I hope he had like one of those crazy like turbo Hayabusa,
super dope jet skis.
they do swap out some like turbo motorcycle motors and build them into jet
skis.
That's
pretty cool.
And they just wham. Well, I got one of those. And he was
they obviously caught him, and he's in jail now, I'm guessing.
And now he's a flight risk.
Okay. Well, that was good news. Thank you for the news today, Mikey. Johnny. Is a good one. Good to have you back.
Remember, vote for me in Newscaster Awards Nationals. Do that.
Everybody, that was a good friend, I guess, Johnny Moonbags. Yeah, it was good. All right, thank you. There we go. There was news by Johnny Moonbags.
It's been a while.
What if, though, you're out there, right? You're out at sea, and you end up on, one of those desert island type things. Like these people that I wanted to talk about. I mentioned that I was going to talk about from my favorite show, Naked and Afraid. because these people are down in, they're somewhere like, this is a weird environment. They're down in Brazil off the coast where there's basically just these sand dunes, like very uninhabited, not a rainforest. Like it's off the coast. It's all sand dunes and shit. Like, you look good, Mike. Thanks for, looking real good. But no, So this is like a weird Naked and Afraid, where they're in this weird sand dune place. Yeah, you look ready. You kind of look like the guy that's going to be involved in this clip. So I'm gonna switch to the clips view real quick because I need to show you something, and I did pull it.
And, Brazil sounds pretty good to be naked in.
Yeah, but it's like the desert of Brazil with little like pools of water. But these two, it's very interesting from the get-go. So this guy's a little bigger, and she's like thin and thinks she's the shit, right? And she's like, I don't know if this dude, like without saying it, she's like, I don't know if this dude can keep up with me. I think he's fat, basically. Like, I don't know if he's going to have the stamina. Like, I don't think, like, he's going to be able to do it. All this sort of shit, right? So she's kind of like, doesn't like this dude from the moment that she sees him. And then a few days in, this is like 2-3 days in, she has this freak out. And she talks to this person in a way that, like, I don't know that anybody should talk to anybody ever. And here we go. Here we go.
There's animal feces of, like, three different types.
So I'll try and set this up a little better here and turn it
animal
up.
Animal feces of three different types.
Yeah. Okay. So she's accusing right now, this dude's laying in the shelter. She's accusing him, I think, of like smell, like, and that type of thing, right?
Being so, smelly.
Yeah, you'll see.
It's a calculated risk. It's a calculated risk.
Well, I'm sorry, you're really stupid. So okay. I'm not the fat kid here.
Okay. So you're really stupid. I'm not the fat kid here. All right, like that's the two things that she starts with.
Fair.
I was like.
We're biologically predisposed to fucking hate each other. That's what she said.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
Like
logical.
All right. Like, this is her. Okay. I just love this.
He doesn't look that fat either.
He's not that fat.
Hate each other because day one I noticed that you stank, dude. Like you stank before you even got dirty. You stank.
I don't know why it makes me laugh so much. She's so cruel. But day one.
Bro, it's because I'm guessing that as a pretty individual that she touts herself to be, she probably never had anyone. She never had anything this rough. She looks like she's a little white girl.
Oh, no. She claims to be a survivalist and all this stuff. That she's supposed to be used to this shit, but...
She is not.
It's like everything I can do in my power not to gag sleeping next to you at night. It's so gross. You stink and you're stupid and you're lazy. So I'm over it.
That's a great. You stink and you're stupid and you're fucking lazy.
She's giving him the bees. Wow. She's giving him the full rundown. What the fuck, lady?
I love how he's just sitting there too, just taking it. He's just like.
That's why she's going so hard. I think that's why she's going so hard because he's just like. Whatever, dude.
Look at her. Look at him. He's just like.
He looks like he's almost stink looking at a phone.
And you're lazy. So I'm over it. I'm seriously over it.
Okay. Fuck off.
I don't know.
That's basically like the okay. You don't have to sleep next to me. You can fucking just get the fuck out of here.
Isn't that
you
like
go find your own hut? You can go be a survivalist on your own.
And
bitch.
They do absolutely. Like that's exactly what happens. She like he's like I'm just gonna leave, and they split their materials of everything, and like they do their own separate ways. And then what happens is, like, he's just fine, like, doing his thing for a while. Like, he's not doing great, but he's, like, he catches a couple fish or whatever. He cuts, you know.
He's doing okay.
He's living. And then she's not doing so great. And he finds her, like, on the beach, just, like, gut, like, dead, like, roasting
ass
in
out,
the sun.
Just fucking
like,
dying.
Out, like, fucking out. And he's, like... medic, he has to make the medic call, and they can't wake her up, dude. Like, she is, like, out. And, like, you don't see her awake at all again the rest of the entire episode. They get her out of there, they rush her to the hospital, and that's it. So that bitch did actually get the comeuppance, and the fat dude did it.
Like, hey bitch, fuck off.
Yes, that's like probably what he did at home. He's probably just like, I come home from my job and I just sit down.
No, there's one point. No, I missed a point. In between her cursing out, like them separating ways, she comes back like the day of that she passes out on the beach. She comes back and is all like apologetic, and I shouldn't have said any of that stuff, and blah 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 blah. But they still agree to like keep their distance. And then, like, later that day, like, 3 hours after she apologizes to him, then he finds her. Then he finds her on the beach. Like, you bitch.
I wish they would have found her missing three limbs.
Yeah, yeah.
In, like, in that Moonbag story.
But how, like, I don't know that I've ever had anybody talk to me like that. Like, granted, it's a stressful scenario. You're starving. You're, like, naked in the middle of the wilderness. All these types of things. But that's, like, it's the opposite of the right strategy, right? You want to bond with that person. Let's get through this together. All those, like, no matter what, that's your greatest. Sure. That's your greatest survival tool is another human being, like, in this, like, whole thing. So I just, but even still in just like regular life, like that viciousness, that like, you stink, you're, what does she say? You stink, you're stupid and you're stupid. Lazy. Yes. Stink, okay. Stupid and lazy.
I do have a, so the second person I dated long-term who I moved up to St. Augustine to be with.
Yeah.
After 2 years, like it had just gone kind of south. The relationship just wasn't working. And like my first girlfriend and I, we amicably were like, hey, this isn't working. Like we just need to kind of get this done with. Like, you know, we don't need to be together anymore.
Sure, sure, sure.
But the second one, there was a point at when I told her, like, you know what, I think we just need to break up and I need to leave. She was like apologetic until I guess she realized like, no, I was packing my things and I was leaving. And then it turned into like the most hateful.
That's like resentment like, type things. Like it's,
yeah it's like, oh, you're just, you know, you're just a piece of shit. Like,
and you know, half of that stuff, you know, half that stuff's just not even real. Right. Like it's just,
And that's what I assume probably what this woman, a little bit of her shit was. Like, you're just tired. Right. You're super hungry. Like, you're probably so worn down.
I want to make it clear, too, that this was, like, early on in the challenge. Like, I don't think they had even gone 4 or 5 days yet. So,
I think she's just a mean person.
I think she might just be a bit of a bitch. Like,
probably. She's probably one of these super alpha women who just couldn't take like him not giving like matching her level of like put out. So he was just a lazy. And if she's like one of these survivalists, you know, then she's definitely like a very like strong will
survive very well.
Yeah. Fuck. She burned herself out. She burned herself tried to, out
because she was surviving out of spite at that point.
But she's the one that lost. But she's the one that, you know, she ended up having to get like evacuated out of there, and he didn't. He was just
and
like,
fat blob. Yeah. Fat Blobbo just laid under his little palm frond canopy, and
he was good.
He
lasted. He just like slept day in day out, ate a little bit, like and just like, lived off his
and
body.
Like I very much said from the beginning, like day one when they first met, she's already like, yeah, you know, whatever his name is, seems like a nice enough guy, but he's a little out of shape, and I don't know if he's gonna
lazy
be able,
cunt.
He's gonna be able to like she in day one she says that shit, and you know, so you know she had that like in her head the whole time, and I do feel like in those situations, like yeah, reality shows they cut shit together, we all know that, but they painted a picture of her of you are a cunt. Like, you're a bitch. And whether that's true or not is what it is. But what I will say is that if someone is like that in your life, get away from that.
Well, what if, okay, so what if he was just a lazy dude, but she came in there to be like the, I'm gonna like alpha this up, like I'm gonna run this, like this person's gonna follow me. And when she started giving orders on how for them to actually survive, he was like,
nah,
I've got my own method. I'm going to do it my way.
I put on enough fat, so I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to chill here. Yep. I'm going to make sure I get water, got the fire. I'll try and fish every once in a while, but I'm not trying to get any big game here. I'm not trying to, you know, I'll. You know,
I'm probably pretty good. Like, look, I built the palm frond east to like lean to. I built it big enough for the two of us. Yeah, I could sleep on it myself and probably not get rained on. But even with two of us, little rain can't hurt.
Yeah, let's cool it down a little bit. He's like, I'll find some lizards and shit every once in a while and whack them and eat them. But yeah. I'm not doing your whole, like, trapping thing. That sounds like a lot of work. Like, I don't want
to. Yeah, and she's like, oh, but you look, listen, I have, like, an 8-point plan of how we survive. Yeah. And he's like, nah. I've got a 1-point plan. Yeah. And it's pretty much what I'm doing.
It's pretty much like, right now under this palm frond thing, enjoy the beach and like chill out.
Get thin, bro.
Yeah, this is weight loss. I love
and it. Then no, and then he looks at her and he looks right like past her into the camera and gives the camera like a hang loose.
Yeah, and then he does a hang loose to set it off.
It's just sign right, and then he takes his little, he makes like a palm frond hat too, and he lays back and he eases the palm frond hat over his eyes, cowboy style, and just naps it right up.
So Ty,
and she's like,
okay, go ahead.
And she's still yelling. Yeah, she's still just like screaming at him, like, what are you doing? We're never going to survive this way. And he's just like, he's clocked out. He's done.
So do you want your performance ratings for the episode? Do you want your performance ratings?
Our full rating?
Johnny Moonbags. Decreased Mikey B's
why mine
decreased it by 0.5.
Why is that
stars.
My fault? You keep bringing him on.
You're the one that keeps bringing him into your home. So I
keep asking for him.
It's not my fault. He lives near you. You're the one that has to take care of it. Okay. Therefore, it brings it down 0.5, but you gained it back with your last hang loose. And therefore, you're at a 4.35 for the episode. A 4.35 is Mikey B. Ty, you're at a...
Ty, give a hang loose real quick. Just throw a hang loose.
No, it's not going to sit. No, it's not even a good hang loose. It brought it down. I was going to give you a three. I was going to give you a three, but now you're at a point. You're at a 2.75. You're at a 2.75 stars.
I will say I'm anti-hang loose. I know you guys have been chatting about it.
Why would you say that in the middle of the scoring?
2.5. It brought it down an additional...
I think hang loose is very California, but anti-Florida. No, you can't do Florida hang loose.
You're wrong. You can absolutely hang loose here in Florida. Nope. Guys, we thank you, everybody, for listening to the Oh No Radio Show. A little Oh No 2.0. Remember, don't eat slugs. Remember, hang loose and... bears go up, crime goes down. These are all facts that we have learned on tonight's show. We implore you to listen to next week's show. I'm sure it'll be at the same day, around the same sort of time, if everything goes correctly. We will let you know in our Facebook group, and that's facebook.com/group/Ono Radio Show. If you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to check us out live, twitch.tv/ONRS Live. Leave us a voicemail like our good friend Benny does. Ah, I forgot to play it again. I forgot to play his voicemail. He left one this week. My bad, Benny. We'll get you next week. We'll stack them up. We'll stack up the voicemails.
Benny-thon.
We'll do a few of them. But that's, 407-906-6466. Hey, don't forget our Patreon, patreon.com/ONRS. And, of course, the newest edition of Plugs. shopohno.com. Keep checking that out, because that's where all the new crazy stuff's going to be happening for all our merch. We thank you for listening, and boys and girls, what do we say when we get out of here?
Eat a bag of dicks.
We'll see you next week. We love you. Good night.
Bye.